T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Here's what's going on with the city's Gifted and Talented program. After this year, that test that your kid needs to take will be no more. This program involves kids taking a standardized test as young as 4 years old. And for years, parents have argued that it favors families that are more well-off and can prepare their children for the exam. Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza says the new program will be designed with those concerns in mind.
There's a very powerful quote that I share with my community every year, and it's from a six-year-old child that says, "My teacher thought I was smarter than I was, so I was." That's the foundational cornerstone of what we're talking about, that there are children in New York City who have the capabilities, and they don't always develop at the same time, but have the capabilities to do more enlightened work.
Currently, Asian students account for 43% of enrollment in the Gifted and Talented program, followed by whites at 36%, Hispanics at 8%, and African Americans at just 6%. So far, no details on what the new program will look like. The DOE says it will spend the next year engaging communities to work it out. Today's the day the Javits Center opened as a vaccination site in the city.
You can't help but be taken back as you walk through the front doors of the Javits here in the West Side. This massive facility transformed into a field hospital in the midst of New York's darkest days last spring. Now, a different type of transformation. New York State OEM Director Michael Coppi.
We have transformed the convention center in what will be the largest mass vaccination site possibly in the country. At this point, we are prepared to vaccinate 10,000 people, 10,000 New Yorkers in a 12-hour period. We have the ability to ramp that up to 25,000 people in a 24-hour period with the resources that we have here in place now.
This is one of five new 24/7 facilities that the state is opening this week. But the message from all the officials here is that now that it's moving this quickly, they hope Washington, D.C. can keep up.
That said, we can't do that without vaccines coming to New York from Washington. That is the key component.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. At the Javits Center.
New York City administered more than 28,000 COVID vaccine shots yesterday. After announcing that Citi Field would serve as a vaccination site, Mayor de Blasio said today the city's also in talks with the Yankees about using the stadium. Cases of that new strain of the coronavirus now identified in the boroughs.
Of the 15 people diagnosed with the UK variant, 9 of them live upstate. One person lives in Manhattan, another lives in Queens. 2 more are in Nassau County, and 2 are in Suffolk. And Governor Cuomo says the Queens, Nassau, and Suffolk cases are all considered part of a cluster. Dr. Jay Varma, Mayor de Blasio's senior advisor, said the UK variant is more infectious, though not more deadly, but still, it's important for people not to travel.
We need to limit our movement across those different places, both across the country and across the world. And anytime people do move, they need to make sure they're observing the rules about getting frequently tested and staying away from people for the recommended time.
Mayor de Blasio said one of the New York City people with the variant did travel to Great Britain, so he renewed his call for flights from the UK to be canceled. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds News.
In New Jersey, Governor Murphy announcing today that the state's expanding the vaccination eligibility rules.
Today, we are announcing that all New Jersey residents ages 65 and older, plus those between the ages of 16 and 64 with medical conditions as defined by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that increase the risk of severe illness from the virus may begin to receive their vaccinations as of tomorrow.
There were nearly 7,000 new COVID cases reported in New Jersey yesterday and another 95 deaths. The highest-ranking woman in the New Jersey state legislature is retiring. State Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg says she plans to finish out her term but will not seek re-election in November. The now 85-year-old started her political career as Assistant Administrator of Bergen County in 1975, was elected to the Teaneck Township Council in 1990, was appointed to the State Assembly in 92, moved to the Senate in 2005, and then became Majority Leader 7 years later. Today, New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney called her the lioness of the chamber, saying she's fearless in speaking her mind and standing up for her beliefs and is selfless in fighting for the needs of others.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.